Welcome to On Your Own Terms. This is the place where we learn together what it takes to change the world on our own terms and in our own special way. I'm Patty Talbot, and this is a journey I'm on with many change makers that inspire me and encourage me just to keep on going, trying in my own special way, sometimes a very small way, to change the world in whatever way I can. So here we learn what it takes to be a change maker, and we support each other in gathering our gumption, gathering our skills, and gathering our wherewithal and our courage to do what we can from where we are in the world. It takes a community, it takes a certain mindset, and it certainly takes the 16 skills that all change makers have in common. Today, I welcome my dear friend, Janine Rivers, to tell her changemaker story using the Blue Roads Changemaker Framework, Homegrown Solutions for a Patchwork World. Janine is here today to tell you her story as a homegrown changemaker. And as always, I ask four questions of my interviewees on the show. Where were you grown? Who are your people? And how has that made a difference to who you are today as a change maker? And then, what are the issues that matter to you? And what are you trying to do to work on those issues? And the patchwork question, how have you worked intentionally across the patchwork of diversity? And how does that make a difference to you as a change maker? And last, I call the world question. How are you hoping that your message as a changemaker and your work as a changemaker will ripple out and make the world a better place in some way? So Janine, this is your story. I'm so glad that you've agreed to be with us today.
Well, I have, and I say this humbly, this musical talent that I was born with. My dad's entire family. I don't have a cousin that can't sing on my dad's side of the family. We could have been the Osmonds. I can't remember a time when I didn't sing, but at seven, I knew what I wanted to do. I used to line up all the neighborhood kids in our basement, and I put on little concerts for them. And I was always mesmerized by sitting in front of the TV and watching American Bandstand and Soul Train and just watching all of the people that I loved musically. And I used to love to watch Hee Haw too. I loved all kind of music. And I would imagine that I was them in the TV. And when I put on the shows for the kids, I would go upstairs and put my mom's lipstick and makeup on and her little hats and dress up in some of her clothes. They would be too big and she would let me do it. And I would imagine that I was Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, or Loretta Lynn, and Judy Garland, and a lot of the people that were on the movies, Grace Kelly. I always thought I was a dancer too. So I knew what and who I wanted to be when I was seven. I loved to sing. I said to myself, I know I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be on the stage and I'm going to sing. And then I had all these obstacles in life that I had to overcome. I've been through so many things in my life, from growing up in what I call a very controlling environment, very much controlled, where I had all of my thoughts, everything that I did in my life, pretty much set out for me. And I wasn't making my own decisions. So I knew who I was inside. I knew who I was. But because I wasn't able to be who I knew I should be, I didn't think there was any hope for me to get to that point. So because I didn't feel good about myself and didn't realize what darkness I was in, I didn't really realize that until I decided to leave my controlled environment and start living life on my own. And it became a whole new world, but I still didn't get it. So I ended up being in a very horrible marriage to someone that was an alcoholic who was abusive verbally and emotionally. So I was still in that bottomless pit. That led to some pretty other bad relationships. And I'm a suicide attempt survivor. So because I didn't see any of that hope in my life, I just said, forget it. I felt it would have been more beneficial for me and those around me if I wasn't alive. So I always like to say that I have 15 minutes of fame in someone's eyes, because when I tried to take my own life, I knew that I was right in the middle of that process, and I woke up and I decided, oh, I really want to live. So I put myself in a position to see the light and crawl towards it, and did that so that I could be found. So that 15 minutes that I speak of is, and I think about it practically every day, I want you to know. When the doctor told me, if you had been found 15 minutes later, you would be dead. So coming out of abusive relationships, surviving a suicide attempt, you would think that I would have gotten it, right? That I would have realized how special I was. I still didn't get it. So I began to move out through life, still making the same mistakes, being in bad relationships, making bad decisions. And then also finding out as time went in that I had a mental illness, bipolar 2 disorder. And then also being a single mom and having to create a good environment for my daughter. So just a lot of emotional challenges. But you know, it's really interesting as time went on, I began to see, because I put myself around people who I knew loved me and who could nurture me, which is not something that I always had. I began to see, like, wow, I'm a pretty neat woman. I was able to go in and hone all of my gifts that I knew that I had and start using them. And I was able to see what a prosperous future that I had for myself. And if I can make it, anybody can. And so it reminds me of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. And what I love is she went through all of that darkness, but she met some amazing people along the way. She met the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Lion, and she met all these great people along the way. And then there was that wicked witch that was always there trying to bring her down, but she made it. And here's the key. At the end of the journey, she found out she had it in her all the time. She could have gotten home. I had it in me all of the time. I had all these tools that I didn't actually know that I had. And if you think about it, have you ever looked down in the tool bag and at the very bottom, there's always those tools and you pull them out and you go, what is this? I don't know about you, but I have. To find that I had these tools and things that I didn't know that I had that I learned to use. Imagine what life would be if I was able to do for women who have traveled maybe a different road and had different things happened to them, but they were still in that darkness and they went through the same journey. Imagine what I would say to myself, what would it be like if I was able to do this for someone else? And then running into so many women that were in that darkness and just didn't think that they could. There are so many things in this world that mean so many things to me, but especially within women. I think the issues of women who are overcoming so many adversities in their life, or they're still sitting right in challenges that they are having in life that they don't think they can change. They don't see any hope. They don't see any way in the world that they could ever come out of what they are coming out of. And then you have those women who have made it. They made it through their challenges, but then they're stuck, because they don't know what to do next. Because many of them have been told, well, you'll never be anything. There's nothing you can ever do. And so what happens is they keep repeating the cycle and they keep repeating the wheel of life, because when they're stuck, they end up a lot of times making that same mistake over. When you don't feel good about yourself and when you've gone through so much trauma in your life and when you're stuck within your life, you're not able to create a change in your own community. So that's where I feel that I can help, because I have gone through so much in my life And if I can make it out, imagine what they can do. I mean, I'm no different than them, right? So I like to take them and provide the tools and the tips and the strategies that they already have. I don't believe that I'm teaching anything new. What I'm doing is showing them what they've already have and how to use it. And when I was in the banking industry and I'd have my employees come to me and they were having so many problems at home, I was able to help them in a certain way to move on advancement, but I wasn't able to nurture them emotionally and show them the lifetime skills that they had so that they wouldn't make those same mistakes. I think about how I spent 20 plus years in the banking industry and how I come from a family where I was able to see my mom work really hard within the home as an entrepreneur. And then my dad, who worked very hard at the post office. So I got a really strong work ethic. So when I was in my banking for 20 plus years, I can remember sitting at my desk and not being happy where I was. But what I did love, I was in banking management. I would help my employees meet their goals and move on to better jobs, living their dreams. Yet I was stuck at my desk, not living mine. And I began to realize that I was able to create a change within those that were around me. And then most importantly, I was going through my own challenges in life. As time went on, I said to myself, well, Janine, if you're really great at helping other people change, it's time to do something with yourself. So you don't have to sit behind this desk and let life pass you by and have people come and then hire new people and help a whole new crew of people live their dreams and change their life. And I've come to realize, well, it begins with me. And so I thought that the very dream that I had to be a musician when I was a child, there's no way it was ever going to be done. I mean, there was no way I could do it. I mean, look where I was in my life. And as I always like to say, life happened where I was given the opportunity that I didn't have to be in banking anymore. And I remember I said, well, what am I going to do? And I said, you know, I'm going to go back to school and get that music degree that I wasn't able to get when I was younger and lived my dream. Because I found out that a dream alive, if it's alive in your soul, it's never deferred. You can still do it. And I'm evidence of that. So that's another thing that I wanted to be able to show women that they could do. So I tell the story of how I had this confident stare. And people always ask me, what is a confident stare? A confident stare is just having yourself directly fixated on something, seeing it and staring at it, and you're there. And so for me, my confident stare was literally every day talking to my computer when I got at work. I used to dread going to sit in my office. I would sit there and a lot of times just look at my computer and I would say, I'm not going to sit here and look at you every day. One day I'm going to sing on a stage. Honestly, every morning. And it came true. We went through our bank merger and I was given my package. Janine, you can either go to Silver Lake, Wisconsin, which was an hour away, and get demoted and be a teller supervisor, or you could take your package. Well, which one do you think I took? Because I said, I could take this package, I could go back to school, get my degree in music. And a month later, guess what I was doing? I was singing on stage. We would have our concerts in the auditorium, and I, at 44 years old, was singing on stage. Graduated, became one of the top vocalists in the state of Wisconsin, and I was traveling all through the Midwest, all through the South. Got to go to Europe, and there you go. My childhood dream and that confident stare and that confidence that I had that I just knew one day it was going to happen because that's what was meant for me to do. So music, and music saved me. Music was that place when I was going through all that I went through and when I'm having my emotional days where, you know, some things are up and some things are down and I'm fighting to keep pushing and barreling through it. My music is like that one thing that no one can take from me. So I love my music and I love to sing because it's who I am. And plus it makes people happy. Growing up, it was humans. We're humans and we were all created in one image. Our blood was the same color. And so I was human and I didn't feel the sense of being Black because I had everything my white friends had. I lived in their environment. I worshiped with them at church, went to school where it was predominantly white, and all of my best friends were white. And that's just the way it was. So I fit in very well, more comfortably in a white environment than I did a Black environment. So I had diversity too. So my dad taught me that I could have anything that I wanted to have as long as I worked hard enough. I had diversity in my life. I had people of all nationalities and colors that I grew up with. And it gave me a really different outlook on the world because when I set out to do the things that I needed to do, I never thought that I couldn't do them because of the color of my skin. I never ever went to a job and if I didn't get it, said, well, that person was prejudiced or they didn't hire me because of my color. It's because I wasn't qualified or I didn't get it. That was my mentality then. And then as time went on in this world, when the Black Lives Matter, when it was really thick in the air because of George Floyd, all of a sudden I realized I was Black. And what do I mean by that? Because we were living during a time where people were more vocal about letting you know that they didn't like Black people. They were in so many ways given permission to do so. So I was encountering a lot of things that I was not used to and I was crushed because of the color of my skin. So I always tell people, wow, I learned the hard way to me that I was Black and I resented my father for not giving me the Black experience that I felt like should have deserved. I really got in tune with who I was. And then I had a lot of questions. I'm glad my father is still alive. I was able to ask him. And then I found myself being nudged emotionally by certain situations and certain things that I had never, ever questioned before because I was taking notice to a lot of things. And so I asked my dad, I'm like, Dad, why did I grow up in an all-white environment? And I said, because I don't understand why you would do that to me. Why couldn't I grow up around people of my own color? And he told me, and this is a true story. He said, I remember when I saw Martin Luther King on TV when he did a speech when he was in Washington. And I remember listening to the I Have a Dream. And he said, and I remember taking that and making it my own and saying, well, how are we all going to come together and live as one if someone doesn't start doing it? So he did it with his family because he said, well, that's the only way he felt. Okay, how are you going to do this? What does that look like? So that's what he did. And he said, I did what I thought was best at that time. He told me, and he was really stern about it because I told him, I was angry at him. And I said, but you never told me that you're Black and Julie is white and there may be conflict. I said, you never told me that. You told me we're all human. He said, well, yes, it's true. We are human. I said, yeah, but now I'm just now getting it. And he said to me, well, I don't regret it. So there, it is what it is. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it just the way that I did. And I kind of got irritated with him, but now I totally get it because I did the same thing to my daughter. I raised her the same way I was raised. And I defied the odds by taking my daughter and putting her in a suburb where no Black people lived and where it was unheard of for a Black person to live. And she grew up there and was very successful. And she feels like she didn't miss out on anything because I'm a human being that happens to be African-American. And yes, I'm learning to embrace my heritage and my roots, but I'm so happy. What my dad did for me gave me opportunities that many Black people have not had. If I had not had the background that I had and being able to relate to people of all colors, if I had not grown up in that box that I grew up in, I would not have known how to deal with certain type of people. I was just able to relate to people and not look at their color of their skin. And I was able to show them the love and courtesy because they were human beings. And it was because of that that I made it up the ladder in banking. I didn't have a college degree and I was a banking manager. And I really don't believe if I had been raised differently that I would have made it up that ladder so quickly, because we all are human, right? I think it's important for me to show women the light, how I came to out of that darkness and how I saw that light. It is my hope from the work that I do that women of the world will come to realize that no matter what background they come from, whether they're Black, blue, or green, that cannot hold them back. It's the mindset. In order to create change in this world, it starts first in the mind, and we have to educate people on how to change their mindset. We each grow up in our own little box, and eventually we break out of it. And we're in that little box, we learn so many things. But when we get out of that box, we have to choose to form our own beliefs, our own mindsets, not do things that we learned in the box just because that's what we were taught. And I learned this the hard way. You have to learn to think on your own. Why do I have to make that cornbread that way? Well, I can make it my way and start a new tradition. Why do I have to live my life this way with these boundaries, with these beliefs, with these ethics when I can form my own? We have to teach people that, and it is my hope and it is my mission in life to show women that they have their own mind, they can make their own decisions, they're allowed to think differently, and they're allowed to do things on their own terms, and that this is something they should be proud to do. So that is why it is so important to show them the tools that they have in their toolbox. There's tools in there that they never use because no one told them they could use them. The ones on the top that are all shiny, that hammer, that screwdriver, but then down at the very bottom, there are those tools. This happened to me. You take out and you go, what is this? What is this for? Or why is this big? And the other ones are like this big. Well, because that big one was at the bottom because it's for you to use because you're going to do the big things in life. And it's my mission. I'm going to do it. I am doing it to show women how they can be different. They can be unique and what a difference they can make in the world because there's no one like them. One day in the middle of the night, I came up this name, Illuminate Your Dreams, out of the blue. And I remember running to my computer and typing that out. And I said, this is going to be the name of my business. And I use the word illuminate because we all can shine. But I want you to illuminate. I want you to take that shine even farther. And I want you to illuminate the world with your presence. When you walk into a room, I want you to shine so bright that people want to know who you are. And so Illuminate Your Dreams is a company. I nurture women. I show them the path that they can seek out of darkness by providing workshops, courses, tools, tips, and strategies, and show them how to use what they already have. It's my mission to show women how wonderful and how amazing that they are. So I have this amazing TV show on the WinWinWomen.tv network. And it's called Janine's Voice. And the reason why I chose that title because I want my voice to be heard based on the experiences that I've had in life. I love sharing experiences from my life and telling stories, what I've learned from them, and the tips of what I did personally to overcome it. I love that feeling of just being able to share my life with people and to tell the stories. And it helps me reflect and go back and kind of chuckle at my own life, because I've been through some really crazy things and done so many crazy things. But there's always a story that goes along with it. Just the little things in life that have a meaning. So it's Janine's voice, Saturday mornings. Come listen to a story.
Thank you, Janine, for being with us. I'm so grateful for your message. I know that people can easily see that your work is all about good health, especially mental health and well-being. And when people reach out to you, they will get a mentor, they will get a friend, they will get a coach, they will get someone who has been through her own journey and can tell you from her own experience, the wisdom that she's developed and the tools that she's developed deep down within that toolbox, as she says, to help herself and all of us around her to turn on our light switches so that together we can illuminate the world. Next week, I'm so excited that I will have with me a wonderful new friend, Thomasina Williams. And she does some special work in the world that I actually never heard of before. She helps families who run businesses to function better as a family and take care of the family as well as the business. So you're going to hear Thomasina's story next week. And again, be inspired by the change-making work that people can do when they look around them and they see an issue that makes them think there's something not quite right here. People could use some help in this area. Thomasina's story is really powerful. I hope you'll join me next week. And I hope today, if you're with us live, that you'll stay afterwards for the live conversation in Changemaker Circle, where we unpack what we've learned from Janine today and we try to apply it to our own lives and our own work to be changemakers in the world, to make the world work better for everyone. In the meantime, may you be grounded in your own homegrown beingness. May you be guided in the solutions you seek with your doingness. May you be generous in the relationships you create across the patchwork. And may you be inspired in your reflectiveness so you can change the world on your own terms. I'm Patty Talbot. I am always learning, and I'll bet you are too.